When mining didn't pan out, many here turned to ranching and then to farming. And when it came to growing crops, one vegetable in particular made these towns the best in the country at growing this. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
For all those who became farmers and ranchers in the late 1800s in Eagle County, Colorado, they probably had one thing in common.
There's probably not a pioneer in this county who didn't come with the intent of getting rich by discovering silver in a mine on the mountain.
But as Kathy Hiker, president of the Eagle County Historical Society, explains, mining is a tough way to make a living.
They came further down the valley to lower elevations, and they saw potential in the sagebrush-covered fields and in the water. There's plentiful water in Eagle County, and they saw ways they could homestead and turn that land into productive farms and ranches.
Cattle ranching came first, sheep later. But in the early 1900s, farmers in this area found some crops that were perfectly suited for the region.
The cash crops in Eagle County turned out to be, in later years, in like the 1920s, 1930s, potatoes and also head lettuce.
The growing climate here was perfect for growing those heads of lettuce.
Warm days and cool evenings in the summer made for growing perfect, tightly formed heads of lettuce. In fact, Eagle County farmers coined some names, like they're credited with the name iceberg lettuce.
In fact, one small town in this county declared itself the lettuce capital of the world.
The railroad was configured to go through these towns. They all had ice houses where they could store ice and ship the lettuce to the market. It was a good, thriving industry.
Around World War II, lettuce farming on small farms here was not as practical as it was on larger farms in places such as California. And by the 1960s, ski resorts began to be developed in the county, which took up some of that land. You can still find ranches in Eagle County, and the agricultural heritage lives on through this Historical Society Museum. Traveling the countryside in Eagle, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.